Looking for your next favorite podcast? Start here.
How did the troll get to work every day?
How?
He takes the ferry.
Triceratops is also one of my dad's favorite dinosaurs. And that's the sound of it that's happening in the background right now.
They only live a month to a month and a half.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, boy, they can do a lot of damage.
Welcome to this week's episode of the WVXU Discovery Podcast, Start Here. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Get set for a quick overview and sample of three podcasts today, two national and one locally produced, to help you navigate the ever-growing world of the podcast phenomenon. Plus, we're introducing the all-new Start Here Blast weekly e-newsletter. You'll get a personalized email with the podcasts we feature on Start Here. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here Blast email from the bottom of the page. Also, now you can rate Start Here on iTunes. And if you're a fan, a 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. So don't forget to rate us on iTunes today. And now, with special thanks for technical assistance from Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and writing research and curation support by Connor Eldridge, it's time to Start Here. This episode of Start Here is kid-focused, and first up is Chompers. The people at Gimlet Media have come together to make tooth time fun and easy for kids of all ages. When it's family rushing time, turn on Chompers to open your kids up to a world of jokes, riddles, stories, and songs, all while improving their brushing skills. A new episode of Chompers is published twice daily, making it the perfect podcast for brushing morning and night. It's easy to get your kids brushing properly and happily because each episode lasts at least the full 2 minutes of brushing that dentists recommend. Their tooth routines will go from painful to playful as the magical and hilarious voices of Chompers take their mind to a world of laughter and fun. Heck, even you as parents might get hooked. Here's a recent episode of Chompers made for some nighttime brushing. The episode was published as part of Mythical Creatures Week, and it features some magical jokes.
Once upon a time, it was Mythical Creatures Week on Chompers, your morning and night toothbrushing show. Tonight's episode is spellbound to be a good one because we have some more magical jokes for you. Pick a side on the top of your mouth and make little circles with your brush around each tooth. Three, two, one, brush! Here's your first joke. What's a unicorn's favorite summer food?
What is it?
Unicorn on the cob. You may have seen cartoons of unicorns that make them look like pretty ponies, but the pictures that go along with the old myths describe them as short, stocky goats. Switch your brushing to the other side of the top of your mouth and give your front teeth a brush too. Here's your next joke. How did the troll get to work every day?
How?
He takes the ferry. Fairies are tiny winged mythical creatures. But a ferry is also the name of the boat that carries people, and sometimes cars, across a small body of water. So, get it? A troll takes a ferry to work?
Kind of funny, huh?
Give your tongue a quick brush, and then switch your brushing to the bottom of your mouth. The myths about trolls say that they turn into stone in sunlight, and that they hide under bridges. In the fairy tale, Three Billy Goats Gruff, the troll who lives under the bridge wants to eat the three billy goats. But the goats make it over the bridge by tricking the troll. Switch your brushing to the other side of the bottom of your mouth, but don't brush too hard. Here's one last joke. What's a wizard's favorite subject in school?
Spelling?
Yeah, you might think they'd be good at spelling, but they're actually a whiz at trigonometry. You're a real wizard at toothbrushing. Great job tonight. Come back tomorrow for more Chompers. And until then, rinse with water before you...
Three, two, one, spank!
a sample of Chompers from Gimlet Media. Your family's brushing routine will never be the same thanks to Chompers. Available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Is your kid dino-obsessed? Well, you're not alone. In fact, our new addition to the Podcast Central collection this week is a dinosaur podcast made by kids, for kids. With the help of his dad, six-year-old dino enthusiast Riley White set out to create Kiddosaurus, a dino podcast for kids like him. Kiddosaurus is a perfect podcast for kids just starting to learn about the world of dinosaurs. Riley narrates the show so your kids will have no trouble following along as he leads them on a journey of dino discovery. From pterodactyls to leaf eaters to carnivores, Kiddosaurus is chock full of cool dinosaur facts. Riley and his dad have traveled far and wide to learn more about historic creatures, but also have some great tips on how to uncover dino info right where you live. Your kids will love learning alongside Riley as he pursues his never-ending quest for dinosaur knowledge. Here's an episode of Kiddosaurus called Dino Camping Trip Kickoff. In the episode, Riley and his family are traveling across the American West to learn all there is about dinosaurs. They meet with dinosaur experts, touch real dinosaur bones and fossils, and have a great family vacation at the same time. In this clip, Riley talks you through a fossil collection that he came across on his travels through Colorado.
Okay, you guys, now I can see a huge Triceratops, but I can also see two little tiny babies. They're so cute. They are making me want to hug them. Triceratops is also one of my dad's favorite dinosaurs. And that's the sound of it that's happening in the background right now. When I look in its mouth, it has not sharp teeth, but it has flat teeth, just like it's supposed to have, because it's a herbivore. And herbivores have flat teeth, not sharp teeth. That's what T-Rex had. That's so they could eat lots of delicious plants. You guys, this one is super duper scary. I can see a Deinonychus and they're hunting an iguanodon. All the Deinonychus are surrounding the iguanodon. It's like three lions hunting a whole elephant. They had to work together to bring down a huge dinosaur. The Deinonychus are way smaller than the iguanodon, but they have really sharp teeth and sharp claws. I think the dinosaur would have blood going down his leg, and it would maybe just fall down onto a rock, which there's a rock right here where one of the Deinonychus is on. Isn't that cool? Imagine a dinosaur with a helmet on its head. That's a Pachycephalosaurus. It's got a big helmet on its head, and I bet it just crushed into its predators with its helmet. I also bet it would have been pretty safe on a motorcycle.
Oh, yeah.
Except it could have rammed its head into the motorcycle, and part of its head is pretty spiky. It could have caused the motorcycle to get poked and a little broken. You guys, this is so cool. If you ever get to Colorado, you should totally come here. This is Kiddosaurus signing off.
A clip from Kiddosaurus, a dino podcast for kids. Check out more of Kiddosaurus and the Ancient Adventures right now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Learning about nature is a great way to start your kids off thinking about different walks of life, their responsibility to the environment, and their place in the world. So who better to teach them all they need to know than the nature guys? Bill, the former chief naturalist at the Cincinnati Nature Center, and Bob, a nature expert and educator, have teamed up to get you and your kids connected with the awesome natural world that you can observe in your very own backyard. Both Cincinnati residents, Bill and Bob, lead you through entertaining and informative episodes that allow you to appreciate some of the incredible flora and fauna of our region. And with their friendly style, you'll feel like you're out on a nature hike with your grandpas as you learn there's more than meets the eye to the nature we see every day. Here's a recent episode of The Nature Guys featuring the pesky Japanese beetle. In the episode, Bill and Bob talk about the common garden insect, the problems it can cause, and how to properly identify and deal with the fern-loving beetle. In this sample, they discussed the life cycle and reproduction process of the pesky pest.
1920, they started an eradication program immediately, but by 1920, they threw their hands up in the air and gave up.
Yeah, it's too late.
I mean, just between 1916 and 1920, they had reproduced so fast and gotten out of control that, you know, it's
And the interesting
hopeless.
Thing is about there, maybe we ought to go into their life cycle now, why they're so difficult to get rid of. Because this is a pest that's a pest in a couple different stages of its life. It can be a grub underground, and then
right.
when it becomes an adult, it's also a problem. But let's just start with the adults and say that there are adults out there mating.
And so they've mated. The female then will lay eggs either singly or in loose clusters in the soil, and one female can lay 40 to 60 eggs. And so she does that, and those little eggs hatch, and the grubs start feeding on organic debris and fine little tiny root hairs. So we're talking probably... one of the areas they get into are pastures, golf courses, any place where there's sod and grasses.
Yeah.
And that's when they will continue to shed their skin as they grow larger and larger, and they take on this typical C shape. And once I read that, I thought, oh, I've probably dug those up.
Yeah.
You know, just digging in the yard, and I've seen those
C shaped. I've seen a ton of them.
White grubs.
But the thing is, that's when those are the big ones.
Right.
And I looked at a YouTube video where the guy was combing around. He said, oh, here are two or three of the big adults, but look now. And if you look closely, then there's the little teeny ones, and those are all the ones that are feeding on those roots and getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Eventually, they pupate, right?
Right. So they'll spend the winter as the larva. And then after they come out of hibernation the following spring, 4 to 6 weeks later is when they pupate. So I guess they really want to make sure the weather's going to be warm, the pupa's going through all these changes. And then after that is when they'll hatch, and you'll see these showing up in your garden in June and July. Well, here in the Midwest,
right.
June and July.
Mid-June to,
and
yeah.
They're
here maybe 4 to 6 weeks, something like that.
Yeah, well, they only live a month to a month and a half.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, boy, they can do a lot of damage. Now, I was reading that in the South, they might have two generations in a year, but normally it's one generation per year. And in the home country, in Japan, they live on these upper slopes, these mountain slopes, where it's a cool environment. And there it takes 2 years for them to go through a life cycle. And the same is true in the northern parts of their range here in the United States and into Canada. It takes 2 years. But you mentioned they're problematic as a grub. They're destroying your sod. I mean, if there's enough of them, you're going to have these dead patches of sod in your landscape, in the yard, on the golf courses, wherever. So that could be, you know,
it could be a problem.
A challenge.
This is another reason why, you know, we get back to this idea of having the big perfect lawn. And yet again, here's another reason why you may want to
just let nature take its course. I must have 20 different things growing in my green mode space. I'm not even called a lawn. But that way, there's, you know, not an ideal
It's not an ideal crop. Habitat for them, because they like those little shoots, those little root shoots of the grasses,
fine roots.
Evidently.
Yep.
So we don't have too many of those in our yard, so that's a good thing.
A sample of the Nature Guys with Bill and Bob. Get you and your family connected with nature with the help of the Nature Guys podcast. Available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. To the charts we go with our weekly trip to the Apple Podcast Charts to find out what's the hottest podcast across the country via iTunesCharts.net. Well, Wondery is out with a follow-up to its spectacularly successful podcast, Dirty John. The new podcast is Dr. Death, and it features the story of a Dallas surgeon, Christopher Dunch, who maimed 30 patients. It's a 6-episode series that examines what happens when our healthcare system fails to do no harm. That's the true crime podcast, Dr. Death, now number one on the Apple Podcast charts. That wraps up this episode of Start Here, WVXU's Discovery Podcast. And speaking of discovery, astronomical discovery, that is, you want to check out our newest original podcast, Looking Up, with Dean Regas and Anna Heyman. Dean's the outreach astronomer at the Cincinnati Observatory and co-host of the PBS series Stargazers and author of the book Facts from Space. Anna's the observatory's director of development with an innate curiosity about the cosmos. That's Looking Up, now at WVXU.org. And if you're turning into a podcast junkie and just can't get enough, try these two new discovery resources, NPR's The Big Listen with Laura Ober. You get an audio peek into great storytelling podcasts. And for a more blog-like written review and recommendation, NPR has Earbud.fm. They use unique categories to help you discover podcasts with things like advice, do it like a lady, and big ideas. And of course, Jim Nolan, Kevin Reynolds, and the WVXU staff feature our favorites on Podcast Central at WVXU.org. That's where we'll add your recommendations if you just email us at podcast@wvxu.org or call 513-294-8030 and leave us a voicemail. I'm Trip Eldridge for WVXU, and thank you for choosing to start here.